working with tantric goddesses adds horsepower to your healing process, especially if you're healing from sexual trauma. This working with them brings in this divine feminine energy. And whenever we look at the story of Shiva and Shakti, we understand that Shakti, the divine feminine, is the power of Shiva. And without Shakti, Shiva is simply lifeless, dead. So working with the tantric goddesses is working with the power of Shakti, the power of our raw sexual energy, the power of the divine feminine, to begin moving the energy from the body and transmuting all of those traumas and releasing them from our physical vessel. Some of the tantric goddesses that have personally helped me in my own healing process, and the ones that I've used with my clients that are healing from sexual trauma, and the tantric goddesses that I use for my course on healing sexual trauma, are Bhairavi, Bala Tripura Sundari, Kali, and Chamunda. So I'm going to go over all of these goddesses. I'm going to explain why I like working with them whenever we're stepping into the realm of healing from sexual trauma, and how you can begin inviting these energies that exist within yourself to help you move the energy and the energetic distortions in your body created by sexual trauma. My name is Silvana. I am a sexual healing coach and the founder of the Venusian Academy, a space for the exploration of Tantra and the divine feminine arts. All right, so we're going to start this exploration with Bala Tripura Sundari. Bala Tripura Sundari is the face of Tripura Sundari that is before she has bled. So it is a childlike energy, is the innocence of, you know, that unawakened sexual energy that is in its most innocent form. Because it is the premenstrual goddess, and it's the most, it's like, you know, innocent expression of the divine feminine. Working with Bala Tripura Sundari works on the womb center. As a matter of fact, some of the tantric teachers that use mantras for healing like to use the Bala Tripura Sundari mantra to help with menstrual issues, with problems related to the reproductive organs, because the vibration of the mantras that go into this area help balance out the energy of the sexual organs. So it is an energy that purifies. And because it purifies, that is an energy that is very important to bring in whenever we're in the process of healing from sexual trauma. Number one, to reconnect with the sexual and innocent nature of our sexuality. And number two, to begin the purification process. So if you, for example, have a lot of menstrual cramps during your moon cycle, then you can also bring in the mantra of Bala Tripura Sundari. To work with Sundari, the Bija mantra is clean. So the way that you can begin sending the sound into your womb is by simply putting your hands on your womb and saying aloud, clean, and just chanting and sending the vibration down into your womb. That is going to begin moving the energy. It's like sound healing. We have, you know, the crystal balls, and we have Tibetan singing balls, and the sound is moving energy. Sound is another modality to help us heal because it moves energy. So if you're able to voice clean into your womb space, it's going to help you begin cleansing. It's going to help you bringing back that innocence into your sexual energy. The second Mahavidya tantric goddess that I like to work with whenever we're healing from sexual trauma is Bhairavi. Bhairavi helps us with the purification of rage and anger. She burns it all away. This isn't that I let go of anger. Bhairavi allows us to embrace the anger and the rage that comes whenever we are in the process of healing from sexual trauma. This is an energy that whenever I focus on it, I meditate on it, but I bring in Bhairavi, it's like I'm giving her all of this rage. And she's the symbol of the sacred fire. She's the goddess that is on fire. She's called the terrible one, but it's also the most protective goddess. Why is she called the terrible one? Well, because she is a terrifying energy that burns it all away. And something like sexual trauma is an energy that you want to feed into that energy to burn it all away. So when you're in the part of the healing process where the rage and the anger is right there ready to be felt, you can meditate on it, concentrate your awareness into this rage and anger, bring it into your awareness by Ravi. Her mantra is, Hasakaladim. You have to say it really fast. Hasakaladim. I'm gonna leave a video on the description box with her mantra so you can learn how to say it properly. And this is the mantra that you want to bring in, the Vija mantra, the seed sound mantra, whenever you're in the process of focusing all of your awareness and attention into this sacred rage that you're feeling whenever you are in the alchemization process and healing process of your sexual trauma. The fourth goddess that I like to bring in whenever dealing with this healing process is Kali. Kali is an energy that is very present and is very good to call upon and connect with whenever we are experiencing fear. So in my previous video, I talked about three or four videos ago. I'll link it here. But I talked about the four core emotions whenever we experience sexual trauma. First one being fear, then shame, guilt, and anger. And fear is whenever we feel that complete abandonment from divinity. Fear is to feel like I am all alone and there's nothing with me. And this illusion, falling into the illusion of this deep disconnection from my divine nature. So whenever we're in this energy of fear and we call upon Kali, it's like it's eating up this fear. And in that energy, to be with this presence that is the mother energy, we no longer feel alone. In Christianity, like the equivalent energy of this is the Black Madonna. The Black Madonna is the Mother Mary energy of deep suffering. So it's connected. We just have to find like the phase that resonates with us the most. But if you're interested in Tantra and you like to work with the Mahavidyas and you feel a resonance with the energy of Shakti, bringing in Kali during the moments of fear, it's almost like what you want to do is feel the fear, bring in Kali. Her Vija mantra is Karim. So you can chant Karim, Karim, Karim to yourself as you're feeling the emotion of fear, inviting her in, and then you're feeding her your fear. You are offering that fear that you're feeling to this divine energy. There are many things that happen, many manifestations of bringing in Kali's energy whenever we are in this healing process. One of them is like, first of all, that feeling of complete separateness from the divine. It disappears because then all of a sudden you feel a divine presence, the presence of Kali with you. And there's this purification of the fear, meaning that you're not projecting it into every direction. You're not running away from it. You are taking ownership of it, feeling it, but you're sharing the burden of the fear with this divine energy that wants to receive your fear. So this goes beyond just healing from sexual trauma. This goes, this energy applies to every time in your life that you're experiencing fear. You can bring in Kali and you can connect with her. And she is more than happy to take your fear. She wants to take that fear. So that's like the offering that we give her, but we have to approach this energy with the responsibility of, okay, I am taking ownership of this. I'm not letting it leak out and projecting it, but this is my fear and I feel it. And I share the burden with the Divine Mother and I give her my fear. So I love working with Kali for that reason, because it is a tantric goddess that brings in this company in the darkest of darks. And if you're on a spiritual journey and if you are trying to explore yourself, you have to visit your darkest of darks constantly. It's a spiral. We're always revisiting all lessons, all manifestations, and the energies repeat themselves. Like they're, we're like in a reality of patterns with different costumes. So fear is gonna be something that is part of life. But if we have a method of working with the energy of fear and we can bring in this divine energy, this aspect of Kali into those moments, is going to strengthen our faith and our own connection with ourselves, with our sexuality, with our connection to the divine essence of life. And the fourth energy that I like to bring in, it's not a Mahavidya, it's almost like another face of Kali, and she is called Chamunda. whenever I bring in Chamunda is whenever I am purging, moving through the energies of disgust in my body. Chamunda's image is very striking, more so than Kali, in my opinion. Chamunda's meant to trigger this absolute like, ugh, in ourselves. So because of that kind of shocking element that her super protective energy has, whenever there is the part of healing from sexual trauma, when we're moving through the energy of disgust and purging it out of the body, this is the energy we want to call in. Because if it's something that's disgusting, it's something that's extremely, extremely distorted, it's something that is so twisted away from itself, from the source of self, that you want to give that to her, to the most, you know, one of the most terrifying faces of Kali, because this is the energy that she is prepared, like she's the only one that can really hold this energy and transmute it and destroy the distortion, return it to the light. It's almost like we don't have to take on that entire burden ourselves whenever we are going through this intense process. This is an energy that will take that energy. I particularly work with her with the energy of disgust, like I said, and same thing that you do with Kali, which is offering her your fear. When you're experiencing that disgust, you're going to bring in Chamunda's energy and offer her your disgust. With Chamunda, I don't really do her mantra. The way that I like to bring in this tantric goddess in this healing process is by looking at her image, because it is striking. Observing it, and as I'm feeling the energy, letting my vision connect with the raw energy that she has. This is like getting direct line from the divine feminine. It's getting divine feminine help. It's sharing the burden of going through the process with a divine energy that exists within all of us. Whether we acknowledge it or not, it is here. Like, we are it. It is part of us. Shakti is the power of our consciousness. It's everything that exists. So because it's an energy that's already present, when we work with these goddesses consciously, bring them into our awareness, we're not channeling some entity out there and bringing it in and saying, help me with this. We're accessing parts of ourselves that are in direct connection to our divine nature. And our divine nature as woman is directly correlated and connected to our sexual energy. So when we're going through healing from sexual trauma and we're purifying the sexual centers, this energy has the closest access to be able to help us and support us in this process. This is getting divine feminine help, like on call when you need it the most. This isn't something that's very much present in any of the Abrahamic religions. Like, I, you know, even in Catholicism, for example, you have Mother Mary. But whenever you look at the tantric goddesses, there's 10 faces, 10 flavors of this divine feminine energy. And in the Abrahamic religions, there is one. So for me, like, Kali and Mother Mary are like, you know, I feel them as one in my body. But then there are these other supportive energies that once you can name it and you can connect with the imagery of it, it's going to bring in a different flavor to your healing process, because you're not stepping into the abyss of it on your own. You are receiving divine help. So I hope this video helps if you are going through this process. And please make sure to check out my description box below. I have some free resources there, free workshops, and I'm currently have open enrollment for my course Sexually Emancipated, which is a course on healing from sexual trauma. So if you enjoyed this video, please like it, share, interact with the algorithm so more women can find it, and I'll see you guys next time.